of the Wade Police Committee, Tuesday, July 17th, 2018. Not the press, public, but it's duly notified. Other meetings in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. Approval of previous meetings minutes. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Citizens' comments. Are any citizens here to comment? Come to the mic, please, and give us your name and address.
My name is Rebecca Stevenson, and I live at 1826 Ave. And I just wanted to make a couple comments in regards to the discussion of the location of the farmer's market. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for your interest. We see this as a positive. It's always good to have people fight over you. So a couple things, I guess, that we kind of wanted to talk about in terms of moving it to the municipal lot is, you know, opposed to the county park where we were sort of proceeding to go, would be just to make sure that we had some of the same things, you know, that we have there. For me, that would be obviously the free patron parking. That was a big thing that we worked out with them. So we would, of course, would like to see that at the city lot. Use the electricity for the band would be needed. We need to make sure that there is permission for beer and wine sales. I know that there's, you know, maybe something that would need to be passed in order to have that on city property. Also, there's no picnic tables or really anywhere people will sit there. You know, if we were to move it, I'd like to see some sort of seating available for people to, you know, be able to hang out and enjoy the food trucks and then the potential beer and wine that would be there. Also, you know, just to make sure that we'd be able to have the bounce houses and all that. So I guess more or less, we are happy to have this wherever, you know, council sees fit. We want this to be a community thing. So we're happy to do it wherever. We just would really like to make sure that all of this is in place before it was moved. I would hate to have something, you know, hastily be moved off site and then we're scrambling to kind of fit these pieces back together. So I'd just like to bring those things up for your consideration. And beyond that, you know, I think maybe there were some other points you brought up later, but that was sort of my piece. And again, thank you all for, you know, for looking into this. And like I said, we're grateful that you're so interested.
Could you stay right there for a minute? Do you have a motion?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. Suspension of Robert's Rules of Orders, and let's bring up number 6C to our next item on the agenda.
That's discussion of farmers market. Is there a second? Any discussion?
Yes. The one item you did mention that I thought would have been reversed.
Well, we need to get this passed. The motion is just to discuss this.
Hold on.
But do we have to vote on it first?
Yeah, let's go.
Real motion.
Okay. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. And go ahead, Ms. King, one more question.
Restrooms. There are no restrooms, obviously. City park, you have them at the park.
Yes, so I did have a couple of very informal notes here. You know, a couple negatives that I see currently with this, you know, the municipal app, which would be the restrooms are the biggest thing. I know that we have, the city has invested a good deal into the restrooms for Coconut Joe's. Those aren't, you know, as close, which I don't think for the normal patron going there it would be much of a big deal, but for the vendors, it would be really difficult for them to have a restroom break, whereas at the county park, they're able to have their, you know, the next person next to them kind of watch their tent for a minute while they run right up there, and they can pretty much see their whole spot. So that is definitely a negative. Another negative kind of is the ambiance and the shade factor, too, which I guess I'll bring up.
Second question, if I may. I want to be clear, given the choice, your preference would be last year's location, which would be the county park. Is that correct?
Ted, I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
I asked if the preference was for the volunteer group working on this was the county park.
I think personally, at this point, being so close to the start of it, I don't see a prudent move to move it at this point. If we had all these things that I discussed, you know, and kind of brought up in place, then by all means, I would like to see more business involvement, which I do think would happen with the city lot. I would like to see more community involvement, which having a street view would provide possibly. So like I said, we are open to any location that serves community and, you know, provides for the success of the market.
Yes, ma'am.
So we actually went out to the site together. Well, and I'll back up because I think we're kind of jumping into this conversation, not recognizing that the Recreation Committee already has discussed this thoroughly and discussed the different options thoroughly and discussed it with the organizers.
So, Mom.
And we came to the conclusion after we looked at all the different possibilities that the county lot offered some of the best advantages once we worked out other issues. But then Rebecca and I went out together and looked at the site. And can you talk about the advantages that you see in the county park site?
Well, we really liked, you know, obviously the playground is there. So that's a big draw, family draw. It's a prettier site. We, you know, Susan and I, what she's discussing is we had talked about moving some of the vendors closer up to the beach to get more in that grassy area that's a little nicer and more park-like as opposed to parking lot-like. So yeah, I mean, the ambiance definitely wins at the county park. You know, you have the playgrounds, you have the restrooms right there, you have the big sand pit.
Is there a motion? We need to, well, I see where this is going, and so I'm going to ask it this time if there's a motion to
can
move.
Can I please make my comments?
Well, we need to have a motion if we're going to take any action on this.
I'm not taking any action. I just have a comment.
Well,
we have.
But yes, ma'am. Go ahead and make a comment. We're going to take some action.
Okay. Well, I mean, so I'm confused on how this is even here because I feel like in our budget we passed, you know, going into an agreement with the county as part of our actual budget, and we actually discussed it and passed it as a council that we would endorse it. So I don't understand why the discussion is here. And also, just in general, I think if we can be consistent, like have it again in the same place as we did last year, it's just going to grow and build. I think it would cause confusion even just to move it. But I feel like we already have done this, talked about it, passed it in the budget. We agreed to go into an agreement with the county. So I don't even understand why this is here.
Okay. This. May I answer it?
Yes.
Okay, but then we'll get a motion. This is here because of me.
Okay.
And no one else. A merchant, Front Beach merchant, called me 4:35 last Thursday and said that he was interested in being a vendor if they moved it. If they moved it to the city lot.
Okay.
And he said, I'm going to give this lady your number. And she called me, and I said, well, I'm in the process. I'm trying to get it on the agenda for this tonight's meeting because we're not going to have a meeting in August, and so I take full responsibility for it. But if there's then we talked, and I had the impression from her that she may have wanted to discuss. Apparently, I don't know if you did or not. At now, you know.
I mean, like I said before, we just want to be successful, you know.
It's not necessarily an answer, it's fine. So, is there a motion to move the location of Farmer's Market to the city lot? There being none, the issue is over. Thank you for coming.
Okay, all right, well, thank you.
And we hope you're successful.
Thank you, I hope to see y'all there.
Yeah. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is financial statements. Treasurer Debbie Sutter.
All right. So we have the preliminary and unaudited June results to review. Preliminary and unaudited are red because I want y'all to understand that that's the case. We will continue to receive and possibly accrue revenues through the end of August, depending on what the source of the revenue is. So we've got a couple of months. Or a month and a half before this is all the entries will be in. And then of course we have the audit to complete in the fall. I think they're scheduled to come sometime in September. But as of right now, the general fund is 99% collected as to revenues and 96% expended. The breakout of the revenues is in the bottom left box. You can see that local option sales tax looks behind, but that's because we have, I think, three more months to collect there because of the timing of how those come in. Business licenses are way ahead. Y'all recall there is a, the total includes a settlement amount, as well as when I was trying to dig into this, there's some $50,000 in business license revenue associated with Great Lakes Dock and Dredge. So because that was such a huge project, that was a huge kind of one-time windfall for us in business licenses. And then the balance of the increase, I think, is just indicative of the increased economic and especially building activity that's been going on, which you can see from building permits is they're way ahead of budget. Rental licenses, you know, for several months now, we've talked about how they look a little strange. And when we finally dug into that, and it was a group effort with myself and Rhonda Gibbons, there is a taxpayer that didn't pay. And so they will be reminded that they have to pay, and they'll have to pay the penalty, which I think is 50% at this point. So that money will be coming in, then rental licenses will be where they should be compared to budget and prior year. State revenues, we still haven't received the fourth quarter. Parking, all those revenues are in, and you can see that we are below budget and below prior year. We'll talk about that some more in a minute. General fund expenditures, there could be some expenses, late invoices still to record, but for the most part, I think these are pretty good numbers. The payroll accrual is in here. Everything we know about so far. Most of the departments are at or below budget. Total 96%, which is exactly where we were at the end of the year last year related to budget. Cash balances, you can see we're at 14.5 million, which is a pretty significant decline from last year this time, but last year this time we had a lot of beach money that we were holding that we do not have now because that project has been completed. Any questions on the summary?
A quick question, just I'm assuming with the business licenses that we had like a one-time pretty big windfall, projections for FY19 we'll expect them to be lower when this time next year we're looking at percent of year to date. We should anticipate it being
yes perfect. And we'll have to remember that as we go through the year next year, is that it'll be unlikely that we would meet this year's business license revenue total next year.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I think on the building permits, we're going to have another big one coming in here with the construction of the new Wild Dunes Hotel. And again, that's something that we can't bank on every year. It's going to be a short-term, mm-hmm. two-year.
And, of course, the business license side of that as well. All those contracts will have to pay their business license fees. So maybe we'll have another. We'll have two good, really good years in a row.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, for the last couple of months, we've looked at the revenues coming in, and we were behind in several of the, especially tourism funds. And, you know, I'm surprised that we haven't caught up by now, that we're only at 90% revenue, total revenues. And I look back at a couple of years, and we've never been 90. We've been 95, we've been,
So point out to me where you're talking about.
I'm talking about the state accommodation tax, hospitality tax.
Well, we have a whole quarter of state A tax still to receive.
Municipal.
And we have, we'll get into the graphs and you can see the amounts we still have to collect.
And they will be collected in July, August, and that's just a timing
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's because we've been so far ahead of it for the last couple of years that even though we hadn't gotten the last payment yet, we were still ahead of the year before because we've mm-hmm. been seeing major increases. I think we have kind of either not bottomed out, but leveled out, so that we're not going to see 16% differences or 8% differences. We may see one or two, but not as much as we have in the past.
Yes. And let's just flip the next page, and you can see the municipal ATAX schedule. And again, all the ATAXes should follow the same trend because they're based on the same revenue. So year over year, we're 2% ahead of where we were last year. Last year was basically flat. We have had some significant increases in the past. And then the county revenue, that does show a significant decrease. But recall that this is money that we do not, the county does not have to give us. They're under no contract to give us anything at all, but they typically have. They changed their formula a little bit this year, and based on what they saw their revenues doing. But next year, I believe the budget shows a little bit of a rebound from the 437.
And that's just confusing for me, because everything you read, there's money coming in droves. All the tourism is up. You know, everybody's booked, and I'm not sure why the incomes aren't reflecting that.
I can't speak for the county. Right. You know, the city of Charleston is a separate entity, right? So for Charleston County, you're talking about, you know, unincorporated areas of the county generating there, some of their tax. Of course, they have a county tax that applies to Isle of Palms residents, which is why they pass through some to us. I don't know if they were operating out of an abundance of caution. They were starting to feel like they needed to keep some more money and not be as generous. But again, this is all kind of gravy to begin with. So we kind of just have to accept what we get.
Is going forward, we may need to be more cautious also, because it's something that we know we can't count on it. It's not something that they have to do for us. So as we go through budget, I think we need to be well aware that it may not be at the levels that we've seen before.
The budget this year, and this is just a 1 year out, but they let us know ahead of time how much they're going to give us. So we know the budget amount is a pretty sure thing, unless something disastrous were to happen. Yeah.
So if this didn't true up August, September, coming in with these numbers, you know, July holds, then we have the potential for being off over $50,000, right? Am I reading this? So I'm looking, you know, 17 to 18, you know, July being down, and then the projections for August, September are up considerably.
What page are you looking at?
He's looking at the total.
I apologize, I did not put page numbers on it.
Yeah, our page is number 12 if we're on all on electronic
version. So you're looking at this schedule?
Yes.
Okay. So this schedule tells us that apples to apples, year over year, we're 2% ahead. So
I'm looking forward to saying that with July is down considerably year on year, right?
The first month.
Is July going to go up because we're not to the end?
If it doesn't true up.
That is July from the previous year, right? So we haven't collected July of this year yet. I have no reason to believe that we're not going to be last year.
You don't think
we're
going to have a problem?
No.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I was just curious if you were able to tease out how much the eclipse celebration last year boosted up accommodations, hospitality.
I mean, it would just be kind of.
I mean, it looks like it may have.
Mm-hmm.
There's a.
And the other thing, you know, you can look at the May number, FY18 May over FY17 May, and it's down. But I think everybody kind of acknowledged that we had a very wet spring, right? So maybe that little blip could be weather related.
Okay.
all these things are somewhat in the margin. The two significant events to remember is we had a hotel down last year, for most of this season. And 2 years out, we're going to have another 150 rooms on the island and additional amenities. So this trend line should only continue as long as the state legislation is in place.
Mm-hmm. Weather.
Weather is a variable that you can't measure from year to year. You're going to have one rain out one weekend in 1 year and not the next.
I think it's a month to month almost kind of thing.
I'm worried about the storm, the next storm.
Yes, Mr. Chair, just from my own ignorance here on FY 13, looking at the bottom, increase from FY 12.
That looked weird. 60. I think that's a
miscalculation
error.
Thank you.
I'll try to check it, but I'm pretty sure that's not right.
All right. Yeah,
that's not right.
That put up fiscal year 12 up around.
I think it's because I was trying to make these not so, like I took some years off, and I think I didn't adjust.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
It just threw me for a loop. I was trying to figure it out.
That shouldn't have happened. Okay, so let's talk about hospitality tax. When I was preparing comments for this meeting, I was somewhat concerned at the June number. I started looking, and we have some late payments received in July that should have been in June. So that kind of accounts for the June discrepancy. But then when I started looking, you recall we've changed accounting softwares, right? And we've also pulled cash so that there's not a separate checking account for hospitality tax. What I've discovered is that we have some classification errors. So remember how business licenses looked so healthy on that first page? I've already found two or three instances where something that was hospitality tax got booked to a business license account. So the good news is this is a relatively small population of taxpayers, so I'll be able to go in and individually check each one, and I can do that before the year is finalized. Okay, moving on to local option sales tax. Here's another economic indicator. And you can see that May is up a couple thousand dollars over the prior year, and year over year we're 5% up. So this would encompass accommodations plus all other sales transactions. Okay, getting into project worksheets, unless there are any questions on that. Drainage phase 2 is progressing. Included here is the last construction payout we've received, number 8, for $97,000. I still believe that this project will come in within the contingency amount, so we should be good funding-wise here. Front Beach restroom renovation. I'm ready to retire this schedule. I think that project is complete. You can see that we're slightly under budget and slightly under the contract amount because we included a little bit of contingency.
Yes, ma'am.
So I talked to Douglas today because I had noticed there was some hardware that was rusting on the actual walkway. And he was going to call Philip Smith and see about that. But that's the only thing when I go down there and looking at it, and so I just hopefully that won't incur any kind of cost, but it made me nervous. It was just the actual walkway, the pieces that connected the railings were already rusting, so I just wanted to get that. I don't know what to do about that, but just get that out there that hopefully that will get replaced before we completely retire this.
Okay.
That's a good point, and I mentioned a couple months ago I was worried about the whole project, that the wood, is not treated or sealed. It should be sealed or painted or something.
It Does he pay?
Are you making
it? It's going to deteriorate quicker. We can do more with it.
I think we let it silver. It won't cost us money by letting it silver.
I don't think you can seal anything.
It's a hardwood.
It's a hardwood.
Ryan, would you?
Can you seal it?
No.
No.
So it's just.
So you're just refinishing it.
Yes.
You're saying it.
Let it silver.
I think so. That's APAC.
We'll look into what needs to be done to make sure that it's maintained properly.
Who manages the punch list and the final aspects of a project like that?
Douglas was managing that project, so I'll make sure I address these with them.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Just as a point of reference, I put that down on my deck at my house and I did oil it one time. And then it needed to work again another 6 months. And so you're always constantly trying to refresh it.
Right.
I finally had it all taken off and so it goes silver and it's beautiful.
It's okay?
It's okay.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure about the material.
It's good material, it's expensive material.
Sure.
Sorry. You want to continue?
Yes. So the parking revenue summary, this is a new schedule introduced last month, trying to just get a feel for the revenue generated from the parking kiosks, those on the street that are, the rate is $1.50 an hour, and in the lot where the rate is this summer $1 an hour versus last summer, which was either $8 or $10 flat fee. So you can see the streetwise, the revenues are flat. And number of transactions is actually up about 4%, which in my mind means that you've got more people staying for a shorter time, which I think was a goal. But then you on the lots, the revenue is 46% off. And then the transactions are only 3% off. So there's definitely been an impact to the revenue stream by making that change.
And these are, for the most part, people that use the lot are non-residents, we would assume, what we affectionately refer to as our day trippers. And we often hear complaints about them because they're not paying the fees because we have to require services of police and fire. Yet we've cut ourselves almost 50%.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
But I feel like maybe it's offset in the local option sales tax or in the businesses.
We don't.
Right.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
The comparisons we're making are sort of apples to oranges. When we look at the number of transactions, we would presumably expect a higher amount of transactions because the purpose of the shift was to increase turnover in the lots, part of the impetus. And I think, especially we already knew that May was significantly lower. If we're not seeing a significant amount of transactions, we need to determine, number one, is that because we're not seeing the turnover that we want? And if we're not seeing the turnover, then we're not achieving the goal. Then we can look at the revenue. But I think we've got to take a pretty holistic picture. It's pretty early for us to start making judgments based on what we've seen so far.
Right, we need a whole year.
Well, in ways and means, the revenue is the driver. Mm-hmm. And we've just heard we're almost 50% off. You can do the analysis.
I understand.
And you can do the follow-up.
Absolutely.
But right now, this point in time, you're 50% off. So just take that under advisement as we go through.
If we say our sole purpose is to maximize revenue from the lot, which we have not stated, then I would agree with you. What we've said is we want to maximize turnover while maintaining a level of revenue across the lot and all other sources of revenue, including hospitality tax.
We'll see.
In April and May, especially April, was not a good month.
Mm-hmm.
It was really bad. Every weekend was a washout, mm-hmm. just about. Anything else on this subject? Debbie?
The bridge is
going down,
too. Right.
No.
I got a comment. You can't blame it on 1 month. And if you look over the course of a 12-month period, last year, go back, and I'm sure there wasn't any month,
When you average it out year to year, barring something very unusual, it's going to be pretty close. It doesn't represent the reduction in revenue.
Are you suggesting a 12-month comparison, but making a judgment on a 3-month comparison now?
No, not at all. I'm pointing out the situation
right.
we're in now.
I agree. I'm just
people are concerned about revenue, right? And people are concerned about the services we provide.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And here we have guests coming to the island, mm-hmm. and we've given them a reduction. Mm-hmm. It's not consistent if you look at other communities with their rates. They've actually gone the other way. So this is the situation we're in.
I agree.
And you know, look forward to considering raising property taxes in the future.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I would just say, and I was actually somebody who encouraged us to think about $1.50 or $2, but I think one of our goals was really to ease the parking problem on Palm by encouraging people to go to the city lots. So I think it is worth seeing how it plays out, and I would also mention again that we had a weird traffic situation with the 526 bridge being out in the spring. It's not just been that it's been rainy, it's been cloudy like every weekend at the start of the Saturday and Sunday morning, which I think discourages people from coming on down. So I think it's a wait and see.
Well, what's inconsistent with that, though, Susan?
Point of order, let's let everybody else make a comment if they'd like to.
Sure.
Okay, we need, yep. Brian?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. That was the comment I was going to make, the fact that we had 3 weeks down of traffic from the bridges being down as well and not driving traffic to the island. We saw a significant decrease, especially over Memorial Day weekend. But until we set up a situation where it's more that drives people to the lots instead of the residential areas, we're not going to see a change. And so we have to start looking at that solution is we need to start driving people to the lots, and then definitely we will see that turnover. We'll see that number increase. And the only way to do that is to start, to set up a plan where the where Palm Boulevard and some of the other those streets are going to be paid for parking.
Would anybody else like to make a comment?
Yes, sir. 2 points. Susan, I think the indication was that the transactions actually increased while the revenue went down significantly. So we're talking about rain or the bridge.
Well, in the lots, the transactions are down a little bit.
But a little bit. So what? Nothing significant. Not relative to all these issues that we're talking about. With regard to, Ryan, to your point, I mentioned it in a meeting. It seemed to have a lot of head nodding when I asked who has either been raised on the beach or lived near the beach and frequented the beach. People make their choices not based upon parking or 50-cent discount. They make their choices on, do I go to a family-friendly beach? Do I go to where the surf break is? Do I go where the crowd is? Do I go where a county park is? I believe that strongly, having experienced it for 62 years. I would think, ask yourselves how and when you choose to go to the beach. And I think, while it's an admirable goal to drive them, I think it's a false plan. But time will tell.
Anyone else?
Yes, maybe one quick comment.
Yes, sir.
I don't disagree with that. Just notably, until we have the signs up that go to parallel parking and start limiting the free parking, you're not going to see a significant shift. And right now, what I do see every weekend, 3 deep, 4 deep on Palm Boulevard. And I don't recall another year when people took the liberty to park as deep as they are now, not single density. And it's now on average to somewhere past 35th. Every weekend, cloudy or not, I looked at it again this weekend. The density between 21st and 41st is increasing, and we still haven't, and we're getting there, but we still haven't done anything to push that, both to Ryan's point and the overall parking plan. We haven't pushed any of that traffic into paid parking situations. And young people, 63 years each going, by the way, for me, I parked where it was free. That was my first criteria.
Any other comments?
Mr. Chairman,
yes, sir.
My final follow-up was, we drove around this weekend in the golf cart, and I've seen a significant increase in parking north of 41st Avenue on the side streets. 42nd, all the way up to almost 45th Avenue.
You're right.
And utilizing parking on Palm Boulevard and utilizing those side streets to walk up. So it is, it's expanding up that way, and we're seeing it way beyond 41st Avenue now, so.
Okay. Debbie, do you have anything else to add on this topic?
No, I do not.
Okay, then this discussion is closed. Thank you for your reports. Anybody have any final questions or comments for the treasurer? There being none, we'll move on to old business. There is no old business. So we got a new business. New business topic A is recommendation from the personnel committee for the award of a contract to the Mercer Group Incorporated for recruitment of a city administrator, chief of police, and assistant director of public works for maintenance and facility in an amount not to exceed $39,000. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Yes, sir. No, you're the mayor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Chair. Thank you. Mr. Mayor, yeah. Pro Tem. The different groups that we interviewed, everybody took a different group to interview. And so who was actually the person who?
That would be me.
Okay. Can we have your?
Yes. So yes, we had top three, so we each took one and called for references. We did not interview. We had gotten the packets from the actual companies, but we decided we wanted to call some of the cities that had used the companies to get their references and recommendations. So I called, I talked to the city administrator in Hanover, New Hampshire, which is where Dartmouth is, kind of a smallish town. I talked to the mayor of Kiowa, which I feel like is very comparable, and then to the mayor of Sun Valley, Idaho, which is also sort of a comparable town that has the same. They all gave very high recommendations of Mercer. It's interesting that Mercer was also came in the lowest in terms of price, so that was kind of, we were a little confused, but one person said that Jim Mercer is the dean of government search nationwide, that he is just the go-to. They brought great candidates, very responsive, they have a great staff, so I feel good about it. I mean, none of us felt like anybody was really terrible or really gonna be perfect. So we're hoping that this is just fits our needs, brings us the good candidates, and we go from there. But it was me who ended up doing Mercer, so.
Thank you for that report. Other comments?
Yeah, just a quick comment. When we interviewed our respective references, I think Chair Ferenz and Councilwoman Rice would agree. The folks that we spoke with gave a resounding, you need to use an executive search firm. We've done it without it, and it's been a disaster. I heard that from everybody I spoke with. And then also the process that we've implemented to do this in terms of reference checking was really lauded by the folks that we spoke with. And several of them said, gosh, I wish that we had done this. And so credit to the chair and our director of HR. I know that they really helped guide us through this process. And I think the outcome is well worth it.
I have a question. I haven't had time to look at those minutes. Was the committee's recommendation unanimous?
Yes.
Any other comments? Yes, sir.
Harold, when you spoke to the folks at Kiowa, did Mercer recommend their previous city administrator?
No. So and one of the things with Kiowa is their mayor now was not part of the search that used Mercer, but they're very, very happy with the results. But they've had a complete change in their council and their mayor and their staff, so they're very pleased.
Yes, ma'am.
One point of caution, I think, as we go forward is that Mercer will do an excellent job for us, no doubt about it. what they can't control is the market. And right now, the market is such that it's so strong for public hiring that governmental hiring is not the top of the list. In other words, some of the candidates that were brought forward were not of the caliber that they really thought they should be, but it had nothing to do with the search firm. It had to do with the market, that people are going into very high-paying manufacturing positions, et cetera, rather than government. So I think we need to be cautious in terms of, we know they'll bring us the best they've got, but we may not take the first couple that they bring us. So it may not be as quick as we'd like, but I think Mercer will do an excellent job for us.
You might not take any of them, right?
May not take any.
Any other comments? There being none? Well, we'll vote on the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? The motion passes. Item B, discussion of placement of two AC condensing units which serve the training room and allow me the public safety building. And she's already beat me to it. This must be a hot topic.
Yes, it is. So we have two condensing units that run from one air handler in the first floor lobby. The condensing units and the air handler, they take care of the two lobbies, first floor, second floor, which is shared space. It also takes care of the training room. And one of those units is completely shot, and the other one, they said it could fail at any time. So we're gonna have to have a lift truck to be able to do the first one. It only makes sense to do them at the same time. Furthermore, there will most likely be some additional work as we replace the roof. So we're looking at all the units just to make sure we're not missing anything. So right now we have one that has failed, one in imminent failure, and the other seven are in poor condition. But keep in mind, they're all 10 years old. So when we go to replace the roof, we'll make sure that everything is above par. We're also recommending that we have some units that have the high corrosion resistance built in. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, these units are almost 10 years old, so that's actually pretty good. All things considered, as close as they are to the beach. We're getting three prices. I have one already, and I should have two more tomorrow.
Okay.
If I may?
Yes, ma'am.
We were working on the ways and means agenda when we became aware of the situation with the two units, not knowing what the amounts were gonna be in terms of replacing those. So we went ahead and added it, requested to add it to the agenda. Since then, we've received one proposal for roughly $9,100. That is within the threshold that the purchasing agent can approve. However, we have requested a second opinion and a second, at least two additional proposals for the same work. We're expecting one tomorrow. We're expecting the other two by tomorrow. So if it is under $10,000, that is something that I, as the purchasing agent, can approve. But when we put it on the agenda, we weren't sure what the expense would be, so we wanted to be cautious and make you all aware of the situation, and in order for us to feel comfortable moving forward.
Yeah, but this is in the budget.
Yes, we it's not specifically stated in the budget, but we are planning on using maintenance funds that are in the budget as part of the HILT maintenance plan. Mm-hmm. And we'll be hopefully splitting that between both the police and fire departments.
Okay, so we don't have to take any action tonight?
No.
Okay?
No.
Well, do you want them to in case it's over?
Well, if
like up to
maybe
not
a not to exceed amount. That would be helpful since, okay. You all, I don't think there's a meeting scheduled.
Anyone wants to make a motion and not to exceed amount?
I would make that motion, but I would go up to $20,000 in case you have to do both.
We do have to do both.
Right, so one is $9,100.
No, the proposal that we have is for replacing the two units.
Is there a motion?
What do you want the up to amount to be?
Would
you feel like you need to be?
No.
$15,000 I think would be a good number.
Okay, not to exceed up to $15,000 to replace the two air conditioning condensing units at the public safety building.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there a discussion?
Discussion.
Yes, sir.
What is the status of the roof?
and replacement.
No, this isn't.
I know, but we've got these on top of the roof, if I'm not mistaken, so I think we got to be careful.
The roof is going to get replaced as part of the bigger project that hopefully will soon start unfolding in the next few months.
Will this have to be undone for...
We've been told they can work around.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to make sure. We don't have to go backtrack and...
They should be able to lift those units without any issues and replace that roof without any problem.
Yes, sir. And since you have the podium, if there's a discussion about splitting it between maintenance and fire and police, why don't you just have it split all with police and let them take care of it?
Absolutely not. Thank you very much.
Any other discussion? Being none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Okay, item C we've already dealt with. Miscellaneous business is none. Next meeting date is 5 p.m. Tuesday, September 21st. Wow, what a day.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what day that is.
1989.
Yep. Well, I remember what we're doing then. There's no need for executive session. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.